When you drive up and down the streets of Princeville, there are many signs of Hurricane Matthew's aftermath. The fire station remains empty, except for some old, soiled uniforms. The museum next door is closed. So is the only elementary school and the town hall. That's where I recently caught up with Princeville Mayor Bobby Jones, inspecting the outside of the building. It bears a sign that reads, "Princeville is coming back." I couldn't help but take a closer look at the 56-year-old Jones. Something was different.
You've gotten a little gray since the last time I've seen you.
I wonder why. Trying to get my people home. And it's a long, tedious process. But progress is being made, so we're hopeful they'll be home soon.
Princeville's mostly black population is usually around 2,200 people, but many residents have not returned yet. It is believed nearly half of the town's residents were initially displaced by Matthew's floodwaters. Last weekend, town leaders organized what looked like a welcome home celebration to let residents know they're still here.
Oh, freedom, Freedom Hill, we built thee round by round. From thy bosom, Princeville came, birthed from your hollow ground.
The brand new Princeville anthem and a new Princeville flag waving outside the condemned town hall were born after Matthew's wrath. Town Commissioner Linda Joyner.
Today, we just want to do something to lift your spirits and just to say we're going to join hands and we're going to pull through this together, because this is the only way that we will make it back, by doing this together.
The town of Princeville has some big decisions to make. When Hurricane Floyd destroyed the town 18 years ago, it voted not to accept a buyout and move to higher ground. This time, post-Matthew, the state of North Carolina is planning to purchase 52 acres to extend Princeville's boundaries and encourages development on higher ground. It is 2 miles from the town's historic Freedom Hill, where former slaves sought refuge after the Civil War.
So it means a lot to me. I don't want to have to move off of that land, you know.
Janelle Person was born and raised in Princeville, a couple of blocks from Freedom Hill. She left for several years but moved back after her father died. After Matthew, her family was displaced for almost 7 months. Still, Person wants to stay put.
You know, my father, he had like a 9th grade education and he couldn't read and write. And so him and my mom struggled to keep that land there, and I don't want to move from where I am.
A group of well-seasoned landscape architects and planners from across the country, along with graduate students and other experts, have come up with drawings and design options to be considered for the 52-acre site. Kofi Boone is a professor of landscape architecture at NC State and was a part of the Princeville workshop. Boone says Princeville residents expected work by the Army Corps of Engineers would have minimized flooding.
We're Americans as well. We deserve that level of safety and protection just like everybody else. And so that tendency to say, no, we don't want to relocate, right? You all need to do your job, is a reasonable response by a community.
But Princeville has flooded twice in nearly 20 years. Gavin Smith is a professor of city and regional planning at UNC Chapel Hill and is leading the design project. He and Boone say moving critical facilities, like the fire department, to less vulnerable land is a real option. Smith says he understands the need to link that site to Princeville's history.
There is unbelievable history and culture in the town, but if you were to drive through it without really knowing, you might just drive through and you would see the one sign that says Freedom Hill.
And with the 52 acres being adjacent to Highway 64, business options could open up, helping a tax base that is mostly reliant on homeowners. Mayor Bobby Jones can see businesses and a new housing development constructed on the 52 acres, but not the town hall.
It does not make sense for us to move the town hall and ask the citizens to come back, but we're not coming back. What message are we sending? If we move the town hall but tell the citizens to come back, Are we saying that the town is not safe?
Oh, freedom is now crying.
The design options have not been approved yet. Maybe one plan will include an elevated town hall overlooking Freedom Hill. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Thank you. Our Princeville anthem.